We have heard from heaven just as Jesus heard from heaven, not in the same way. We have heard from the scriptures, but we've heard the same idea. Listen to what Jesus heard at his baptism. It's found in Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, "You are my beloved Son, and you I am well pleased." Aren't those wonderful words that Jesus heard? Wouldn't you have liked to have been there? But listen to what it says. In John, the first chapter, and the 11th verse, Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave the authority to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Aren't those wonderful words? We don't hear them booming out from heaven audibly, but they're just as surely the words of God from the scripture. We are his children because we have received Jesus. And God says from heaven, "Receive my Son, and you will be my children, and I will be well pleased with that." Think about that today as you go through this day. We are the sons and daughters of God, and God is pleased with that. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that I can call you Father. In truth, I am your son, not like Jesus, who is your only begotten son, but your son in truth and forever. Thank you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.